Yes, Hilchos Boina. Yesterday, we spoke about a chiddush about a machitza materes. So we said putting out a partition wall normally is allowed on Shabbos unless it affects in such a way that it makes a halachic difference. That means without the wall you couldn't do something halachically, and now because the wall is there, halachically you can do it. So generally speaking, a partition wall doesn't do that. So I'm saying in most cases, the partition wall is not achieving that. It's just posh, it sneers, it just helps make things nice. But it's not a halakhic difference. The only time it's really needed is a case, the real practical case is an ill person, we said, for example, who's, he has to relieve himself, and he's in front of Sforim. Who are doing a child that you want to change, l'chayra? You want front of Sforim, let's see, you want to change the child in this room here, so you've got a problem with the Sforim there. Yeah? And who I did, we said, oh, if someone's garden wall has fallen down, there's no area in the town, a garden wall has fallen down, so to put that partition up, that is problematic. It's had, that's a halachic difference. That wall now allows you to carry in your garden. If I live next to you, we've got two houses, and the wall falls down, there's no area between us, once that wall's fallen down, I can't carry my garden anymore, because I'm porous to you, which makes it also to carry in that place. So that would be a halakhic difference. So we said, even so, if it's a folding wall, for example, so let's say, for example, you've got a screen which you could just unfold and fold up, that you can put on Shabbos, even though it's halakhically making a practical difference. And who are din, we said, if you had a tefach up before when Shabbos came in, that's also much to the extent. That's what we said one day yesterday, yeah? I just wanted to explain, yeah? I don't have to see where is it outside here? Yeah, the shirt, that's where it is, isn't it? But that's joined to the wall. If it's joined to the wall, that's it out. It's joined to the wall. But there's no problem. It's not a problem there because you're not making a lack of difference. You're not separating anything. Yeah, the chosh should be even for you to do it. So it's not doing anything really. There's no lack of difference. Screws the voice, got everything, you've got all the miles over there. Screws around. I just said to you again, the miles, it's important to know this, that for example, for an ill person, for example, if you put a curtain over the Sforim itself, that's called a kisui. Nothing to do with machitza. You just put a curtain right over the Sforim, that's also what to do. In fact, it has to be a double layer, really, for if it's not a boim saw. But that's also important to know, you can do it with that. Okay, that's what we spoke about yesterday. Then we spoke about, very interesting, about a few shayos, let's say spreading a tablecloth over a table, and we said that was okay. Oh, I wanted to speak about this thing over here, which I showed you. This is interesting. If you go to these kiddushim, someone else is telling me about it today. So I thought this was a problem, really. I must tell you the truth. When I started this, I thought this was a problem. So let's say you got your tablecloth over here. Yeah? At the simcha. What they do is like this, I'm not very professional here, but let's just say like this. What you do is spread a few things over here, like that. And then what you do is, you turn this upside down. Let's see, pulling the area. I've got too many here, but let's say something like that. And you pull that along the table. It looks nice. So I thought the chayra, that was a problem. I go to the right place, you say, yeah? I thought the chayra, that was a problem. So, well, number one, let's say, what's the first thing? The first thing my father said to me, the master, which is interesting already, is the vase one tefach by one tefach?
Yeah.
Now, this one over here is actually quite big, actually. I just measured it. Huh? It's very big, this one. This one I measured over here.
Only the top is just narrow space.
Yeah, okay, it starts off. The first tefach over here is already. Yeah, it's quite high.
Yeah.
Maybe not, I'm not sure. Anyway, the master, let's just see here. It's very wide here. It's 15 across. It's about 13 down here, somewhere like that. Yeah? A tefach by tefach, 8 by 8. 8 by 8.
Eight something.
No, in the Chumash Shavuot, in this conference. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure how high it is. I don't know how high it is, but it's very possible. You understand how I'm saying?
Yeah. So how much is it across?
So across is 14. 14 centimeters. It's very big. So this L'chayra was the problem. Anyone got a head to white snout wrong?
The covering is done already.
The covering is over here. But I thought it was managing words.
It's empty. It's normal use
for that thing. Oh, so first of all, you've got four mechitzas here. This is a surrounding side of four mechitzas. Yes. Yeah. So chayra, this should be a problem. You do
empty inside.
Empty, but it's doing a purpose. Yeah, you're protecting the thing underneath it.
The
leaves under here. You want this to be underneath it. No, but the space on top is the tefach. You want this whole tapping like this. That's what you want. I'm a bit worried about this actually. I'm a bit someone actually is a bit worried about this actually. It bothered me a lot. I must tell you, it told me very mechitzah there, Rafal. Which I should worry.
Don't worry.
All is out. It's definitely a mechitzah. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah here, is in Mishnah Berurah Shin Tes Vav Mem Ches. Oh, I got the wrong chelik. I can't believe it. Mishnah Berurah is about a very interesting case, actually. Mishnah Berurah is about a very interesting case. Mishnah Berurah is talking about when you make these Sudas Gedolos. I shouldn't have a book to it. It's actually interesting. Shin Tes Vav Sim Mem Ches. Says the Mishnah Berurah here. So he's talking about the Moshe. What people used to do was, they used to make a big Suda on Shabbos. So what he used to do was, he used to bring big barrels with no lid on, and he used to stand them along, let's say over here, four big barrels along this side, and they put a big board across. What's your answer, Rabbi Yisai? So the matter, that's a problem. Because you've got your creator, you've got an empty space on the barrel. Watch, let's say you take four of these dustbins over here. Along here, two across there, four across there, and you put a big board right across. And in order you put a table, you want to put your board for a table to put your cakes on there. So the Mishnah Berurah is that you mustn't do on Shabbos. Why? Because you've got four mechitzas over here, when you put your board or table across here, you're doing an oil, you're making an oil. Even though you're not interested really what's inside there. Why am I careful? Very good. Even though the Maisa. You're putting a board right across over here, and that's how an oil is made. You have to move and put the chitzas. That's also to do. So Mishnah Berurah says that case is also to do. He says, be careful when you make sudas gedolos. Chayin soil is loy, but sudas gedolos, be very careful. Your big meals. Shemanichim shulchanos al chovias. You put these boards on top of barrels. Srichin is zoyer. You've got to be careful. Sheyapoich sad hachovias. You have to put this side over here, this side over here, upside down. And then you put the board across. What's the problem, Rabbi Yisai? You make oil loose. But nice, you made oil in the bottom. Mamish's case here, you made, what have you gained back? So the reason was, don't do this, don't have this across here, put a big board across here, because you're making an oil. What you should do is turn it like this. Yeah? So the mice said, that's okay. Why is that on oil? Why is it not being done here? When you put the board on top.
The barrel, you put the barrel
up to
down.
Yeah.
Not covering it.
No, he said you put the board on the empty one.
When you put the board on the empty one, what, you can't move it. You can't move it. That's awesome. What's a chili when I turn the barrel upside down and the barrel straight up? Which Ruth says, for a bit of a high autumn.
The lid is there already.
He says over here, you put the board on top of the closed part. Put it over here. So our pastor's been a chayot.
Because the lid is there already.
Yeah, but why do you not make this an oil? Yeah? So he says, the chayot says that's mutter. He says, Rav Falk, that Rav Shlomo Zalman says, why is that taka mutter in that case? He said, I'm worried what? Because an oil, when you can't get to, you have to lift it up. It's not called a oil. So he said, this case over here is the same thing. The chayor, this over here is going over here, but you can't get to it without lifting this up. It hasn't got a shape on it at all.
Okay, so it's been also.
If you lift the lid up, that's a normal way of making it. Lift the whole thing up to get it. That says the chayor has not a shape on it at all. So Moridik said, according to that, the chayor is no problem in this case over here.
So therefore.
Therefore, these flowers over here, there's no problem making oil.
Because all these drops, when you're putting down and you're putting the table over it,
That's a proper thing, that's much worse.
This is oil.
Yeah, that's much worse. Yeah, that's much worse then.
You would use two of these vases that way and put a lid on
the. That's a problem, could be a problem. Yeah, that's not so good. Yeah. That's good, yeah. That's
we've really got.
In alternative, all those areas
are the seats.
Right? The we've got a table across it, put food on it.
Across the seats?
Yeah, you know.
Benches, benches, two benches put together, side by side.
And we used to put a big table on it for making kids, which I was born on it.
Back over here, let's say for example, take a big board and put it across here.
You've got fixed pews, let's say.
Yeah. And then you put, let's say, for example.
The table, like that, put on top.
That's just over here.
You put a table across here, let's say.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Across here.
Where's here?
And you want to put things on top. I think that's.
We did that. Yeah, but Hitz is coming down.
Let's just start a bit of a sick room over here, because boy, now I've done a bit different this time over here. I've decided to look at a few questions, see if we can answer some of these questions over here. I'll give you an example, for example. Let's see. A doll's head, for example, comes off a doll and chops. A doll's head. So the child's playing with a doll, and the head comes off the doll and chops. So I'm not going into the issue of making, if you hold it's a problem of making, let's say it's mutter to make. Let's say you're allowed to do it. It's mavuza, it's degraded. Are you allowed to reattach it on Shabbos? Now that's an interesting shayla, that's a problem. It's soft keili, it's a keili, but it's a firm chibur, yeah? It's a firm chibur on a keili, which the chibur is a problem. Huh? Yeah. The makapas is not so problematic, it was once together already. So to redo it is not often called makapatish, but it could be a shayla boina. To make something firmly attached on Shabbos could be a problem of boina. So that's an interesting thing. It's a firm attachment. Anything which is a firm attachment, that the chayr has come off. I think what's an interesting shayla as well, let's say someone's door handle comes off. Let's say someone's in the room, make it more exciting. Someone's in the room, the door's closed, and the handle's come off the door. So here's not such a good example. You haven't really got these door handles. But a handle where you turn. Yeah? So the shayla is now the door handle's come off. So the shayla is, first of all, the door handle's come off. Can you put the door handle back into the door? Lechayla, that's brilliant. What about without screwing it on? Just putting in temporary. Can you put that on? So we say you can't do it, because the gazera, if you do it temporary, you might tighten it up. So I said to the Rob today, I was wondering, what about if you keep the screws down into the drain, for example, just to make sure you can't fix it permanently, because the screws are gone. And those screws are not so easy to get hold of. So now you can't fix it permanently now. So now you said, look, it would be an eight. You could do that. If that would be the case, that would be all right. The only thing is, it's not so practical always. Yeah, you can't always do that. And then I said to him, the door handle is muksa. Because it's useless, really. So that's not so simple. It may have to do with the shimmy. But let's say you can't use the door handle anymore.
Is there, you need a good license. You can't get through.
What do you mean?
That door handle's got that little extra, that piece
which goes... That long stick that goes through.
Yeah,
that stick
over the door.
Yeah, rickety. So the master now, is there another way you can do it? So can you open the door in another way? So that's right. If you can maneuver something into the moshel, let's say a knife, for example. If you can put a knife through that hole, you know what we're talking about, there's a hole where the handles go into, and there's a long piece of metal that connects the two handles. Let's say that's out. Can you put, for example, a knife or fork through there? A knife or fork start with, because that's a case of lahetta. So you should use, first of all, a case of lahetta in order to put your piece into that piece of the door. See if you can turn the door handle with that. If you can do that, that's very good. If you can't, then you can only have to get a screwdriver. So a screwdriver is case like this, which you're allowed to use a circle for. If you need to use it, the mice got anything else to use, you're allowed to use that. So that will be allowed to be done. If you've got another option, you could do that.
You've got another option, you use the handle. That's the question.
No, Pash is not. Unless it's Xavier Pash. If you can't do it, you have to make sure the screws are out.
Yeah,
but it's Xavier. You're very nice. You'll say you're not going to use it, but it's Xavier's chazal that if we let you use it, you might come and do it permanently. You might fix it properly. So the best answer would be is to get rid of those screws. Simpler. Get rid of the screws, and then you go, sorry? I'm not sure. Why can't I get a knife fork in there?
There's a knife before you can.
No?
Screwdriver
you can. Screwdriver has a screwdriver. Oh, that's another case. Any other sort of key that you can use. Okay, yeah, maybe put two forks in there or something. I don't know what you could do. I must try out. Are you sure? You can't get two forks in there. Two handles.
Not plastic.
Yeah, plastic handle. Yeah, okay, that's number one. Okay, there's no. If Rachashon's a child in there, that's already because never. It's much worse already. Yeah, that's already much worse. I must tell you, someone told me he came to the Simcha line a few weeks ago. Actually, it's very interesting. He came. He said to me, he didn't know what to do Shabbos morning. I said, what happened? So he came out of his house, and I don't know wherever it was, and he said to me, there was the guy next door was knocking on a window. So he went over to the window and said, what do you want? He said, I can't believe it. My door's locked. I can't get out my door. Do you mind to come into my house and get me out? He said. So he said, he doesn't know what to do. I mean, he can't break the door. He doesn't want to break the door. So he said, Mazel Baruch Hashem, was a guy who's passing around. And he said to the guy, there's someone stuck in the house. Do you think you can help him? So he went to help him. Anyway, he ran away then, obviously. But it's an interesting thing what you can do. I mean, huh? Yeah, you have to know when you're allowed to use this head of labor. Yeah, okay, that's another thing. Another one, also interesting. A couch, for example, which is stuck onto the wall. When you want to go to sleep, you pull the couch out of the wall so you can sleep on it. Yeah, that's mutter on Shabbos. That's already that's considered like a case of trussle, something which is already attached. It's all made in position. All you have to do is put it out. That's mutter to do. That was another thing. Another shaila was the bottle, a picture on a wall, let's say, for example. Let's say someone's got a picture lying around in the house and he's forgot to put it on the wall. Is he allowed to put that on a wall on Shabbos? Why? Well, because of mukzah. So it could be, some people want time and there's a problem with it's an expensive picture, but let's say it's not an expensive picture, it's a regular picture. There's no issue of boiling to put a picture on the wall on Shabbos. Even the first time. Sorry? The Chaddis holds, once it's on there ready, that's a Yichud Mokum. But if you never had it on there, the Chaddis is much better, yeah? He's right, the Chaddis is Machmir, on a picture on a wall, taking it off, he ties the father away, that's called a Yichud Mokum already. That's already called designated, so you must take it off. As Muksa. Not as binyan, but if you never had it on the wall at all, and you want to put it on the wall, that's lechor, not a problem. Who I did, let's say, a clock like this, and here, so we said this already last time, and someone goes to bed, and his clock in his bedroom is broken. So he wants to take the kitchen clock off the wall. Lechor, if he's not mapped on it, and he doesn't mind taking it, he's not mapped, it's not an expensive clock, lechor, taking that off should be alright, lechor, yeah? Obviously, to put a nail on the wall on Shabbos, you mustn't do it. Obviously, you can't do anything like that, but so taking off lechor, if one needs to do that, one's allowed to do that. Again, one has to be careful with carpet. Let's say carpet has rolled up on Shabbos. And he wants to roll the carpet back down onto the floor. That's a permanent attachment. Carpet is normally meant to be permanent. Maybe a rug is different, a loose rug. But a carpet, which is meant to be part of the household, for some reason a child's play with it, it's pulled it off. So put it back on again, to lay it down flat.
If the beginning is already done, it's just moisture.
I'm not sure, that's not as moist of an oil as that. This is moist of a binyan. This is much worse, I think. This becomes a permanent attachment. That's a kavua digger thing. Moist of an oil is talking about it's oil ara, you'll have to add on. Okay, boys, I better stop there. Right.